And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. The last Tuesday of January, so many people were looking around at each other saying, where'd the month go? It has been quite the whirlwind. We've been very, very busy kicking off 2020 in a big way. Lots of great things going on in Prescott Valley, and we heard a lot about it this morning at our first quarterly breakfast of the year. And it was the program was sponsored by our very own Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, of which KQ&A is a part of. And Sanford Cohen was one of our speakers talking about a lot of great stuff. But what I really looked at and listened to was kind of what's the economy look like in the next this next year. So again, he's looking at it, says all things are positive. So we're saying full steam ahead. Also want to thank Mayor Cal Palguda for giving his, state of the town message and let everybody know what's going on in Prescott Valley. And of course he threw out there his, push and promotion for his Dancing with the Stars appearance in April. And those that want to support and help us and, help him and his endeavor to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club of Yavapai County. And then Ben Hooper, our economic development manager for the town of Prescott Valley. Great stuff. We had a lot of good stuff coming in last year in 2019, and 2020 looks to be a continuing growth for our commercial and retail businesses. And again, it was a great breakfast, and thank you again to Jim Cabral for fabulous food, as always, a great way to start the day with a real hearty breakfast. And then, of course, Ken Foote and the event spot being our host location. So again, kicking off 2020, looks like things are all good and rosy in Prescott Valley, and we're kind of excited about that. We've got some great guests. We're starting this year off with some good things going on, and we've got guests that are going to share that with you. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, it's more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
With the Arizona Lottery's new multiplier tickets, we're multiplying the cash up to 50 times so you can multiply what you love. There's nothing better. Think about it. What's better than one guitar? 50 guitars. What's better than one Hawaiian vacation? 50 Hawaiian vacations. What's better than one $20 bill? 50 of them. With over $35 million in prizes, there are so many ways to multiply what you love.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Okay, I always tell everybody who comes into the office or checks in our visitor center, we have one of the best kept secrets in Prescott Valley, and that is Bron Smith Fine Art Foundry and Gallery. Joining me now is Kathleen Murphy Riley. She's gallery, social media, tours manager, Jill of all trades, here to talk about, and we're going to uncover a little bit about Bron Smith.
Okay, sounds
welcome.
Good. Thank you for having me.
Well, I know when I first got here, and this has been, you know, I'm coming into my 14th year next month, one of the things you guys called me and invited me, personally invited me to come out and tour Bron Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So I would become acquainted with you, but that was one of the earliest things I did.
Oh, nice.
And
good.
So, you know, having seen it, I'm familiar with what goes on there. But most people don't know the impact that that beautiful little foundry gallery sitting there over on Second Street really does in this country. I mean, really. So let's I'm going to shut up and let you talk about it, Kathy.
Well, we have been in that location for 28 years, and the building was built specifically so people could come and tour through the foundry and get an idea of the lost wax casting process and making sculptures. So we have over 50 artists whose work we cast from all over the country, some from out of the country. We have one artist from the Bahamas, one artist from Canada, and they have never been to Bron Smith, but they send us their work, and we create limited edition bronze and ship it back out. So we have, you know, over 50 artists on our website. If you look at that, which is www.bronsmith.com, you'll see all of our current artists. You'll see past artists that we've worked for. And we have a gallery, so we sell our artist work as well. And we've been fortunate to be involved in quite a few monuments in the last couple of years. And one of them that we just finished and completed is Bill Nebaker's 14-foot tall If Horses Could Talk. That will be installed at the Deepwell Ranch roundabout.
That's on 89, right?
Yes, 89? On 89 okay. As you leave Prescott and go towards Chino.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now it's sitting out in our sculpture garden. So if the listeners want to come by and check it out and get an up-close and personal view, it's just an amazing sculpture.
Yes, because once it's installed, we not recommend that you stop and look at it.
No, so. You just drive around the circles.
Right, right. And chances are you're not going to be staring at it very closely because, you know, you got to pay attention to those traffic
yeah,
circles.
Yeah, you do.
So, okay, so it's on display. How long will it be there
well,
for people
exactly
to come by?
Well, we're not exactly sure yet when the install will be. We're waiting to hear. But it'll be here, I'm sure, for, I would imagine, at least another month or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really a pleasure to work with Bill Nebaker because Bill is our local, wonderful cowboy artist. And we hadn't really worked with him before. I've known him and Mary for years. But being able to have him at the foundry and sculpting, he's just an amazing artist, and besides that, an amazing human being. So
very much so.
Yeah,
very
so
much so.
Really
both
fun
of them.
To work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're, you know, it's an honor for us to be able to cast this piece. And we did the Phippen piece the year before last, and so that's in front of the Phippen Museum. So there's a few pieces here in our little Yavapai County that we've cast, and so
you don't ship everything out.
Not everything goes out.
Right.
Some
I mean,
stuff stays local, but.
So 14 feet.
14 feet.
How do you cast something
well,
like that?
Well, it was cast in over 150 pieces, and it's taken about a year to complete the whole process, between Bill sculpting it and us casting it. It weighs 4,000 pounds, and it's cast hollow. So, you know, we'll have a crane taking it out and installing it, but like I said, it's just a really beautiful piece. When he did that sculpture in 1987 for the Cowboy Artist Show, it sold out that night. What it is, it depicts, it's a cowboy that's searching through his binoculars for a deer, and there's a deer under the rock ledge he's sitting on, and his horse is looking down at the deer. So it appeals to everybody, because if you're a hunter, you've done that before, Bill said, and if you don't like hunting, the deer gets away. So
perfect.
So it's all good.
Uh-huh.
So people can come out and see it. We also have foundry tours on Thursdays by appointment at 11 o'clock. And so that's a lot of fun, because people don't have any idea how these bronzes are created.
And no clue.
Yeah,
they do not magically appear.
No.
It's a process.
It's a process.
And like you said, with the Mr. Nebaker's piece, that 100 and how many pieces?
Over 150.
And then it's
all
put together.
And welded together. So I always say that I have bragging rights, because I don't do any of the work at Bronzesmith, the physical work. We have an amazing crew that, you know, are so talented and dedicated and loyal and devoted to just making sure everything is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of these pieces take a long time to make, but, you know, when people come on the tour, they get to see the whole process. It is the lost wax process. It's been around for thousands of years. We just have hydraulics and new materials to make things easier. So, the tour lasts about an hour. You see a bronze pour. It's a $10.
That's what's amazing.
Yeah, that's so much fun. It's like lava being spewed out of a volcano.
How hot is that?
It's 2,150 degrees.
And all the guys are in like fire suits,
mm-hmm.
kinds of,
yep.
just tons of protective covering.
Yes, yes.
And you can see the actual, looks like, you're right, lava. It's,
yeah.
it's red, red, red hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So that, it's a lot of fun. People come back time and time again when they have visitors, because it's something different to do.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't get to see every day. So it's educational. It's fun. We always have a good time. There is a charge for the tour. And in February and March, we are going to be giving all of the proceeds to an organization called WIRE that is helping all the animals in Australia from the fires.
Mm,
so
yes.
People will know that their donation has gone to a good cause.
Now, how many groups or how many people can you accommodate on a tour?
You know, I don't really like to take more than 20. We can, but usually about 15 is a nice mm-hmm. amount. If we have too large of a group, then somebody else will come in and help, and we'll split it up.
Right.
So.
And then in addition to the pour during the tour, you actually see the artists or your folks working on pieces of those bronzes
right.
in various stages.
Yes, you can see the whole process. So when Ed and Billy Riley built Bronzesmith, it was specific for tours, for people to come through. So you walk through the central corridor and you get to look into the different rooms and see all the people doing the work.
Right.
That they do. So it's pretty interesting.
The artists that you do the work for, that all over the country, in the world. So do they come to you and work with you as you're casting it, or do you know just what you're doing and then you ship it back to them?
Well, it all depends. Oftentimes an artist, if they live close enough, might come when we're doing the patina development. The patina is the coloring on the bronze, and our patina artist, Carl Wolf, who's also an artist himself, he's been at Bronzesmith for 26 years. Oh. So he's really familiar with the style of patina that each artist likes, and he will talk with them. Sometimes they'll come out, sometimes they'll send a sketch of what color they would like where. He can, you know, go ahead and send them a picture, and they look at it and say, yes, perfect, no, darker here, what have you. But it's a collaboration between the artist and Carl during the patina. But typically, I mean, there's a lot of pieces that are cast with the artist not there.
Right. So what is the largest piece you've ever done?
The largest one is in Ponca City, Oklahoma. It's 23 foot tall, and it's of Chief Standing Bear. And that was done about 25 years ago now.
Wow. Well, yeah. I'm going to have to tell my friend that runs the chamber in Ponca City.
Oh.
That we have a common thread.
Yes.
With their statue coming from my community in Bronzesmith.
There you go.
Let's talk about Bronzesmith itself, the building. Looks like the Alamo. Was that the idea? I mean, and maybe I'm way off track, it's just the Spanish style of the style back in the day, but.
No, that again was just the creation of the two brothers and their ideas of what they wanted the place to look like. It's, you know, another ugly metal building that they have put this incredible facade on the front. So,
it's absolutely
incredible. It's a facade, and they did a beautiful sculpture garden. So it's been a labor of love. It, you know, has been developing over years, but I think we're there now.
I believe you are. Yeah. I believe you are. So the tours are only on Thursday,
yes,
at 11 by appointment.
Correct.
But you are open for, the gallery is open. Somebody can come in and just visit.
Sure.
Actually, Mr. Nebaker's Bronze right now.
Right, right.
They could just come to Bronzesmith.
Yes.
And visit and look at the art you have for sale too.
Yes. And the gallery is open from 9 to 4 Monday through Friday. So people can come in any time during that time. And we actually have a lot more on the website because we just don't have room to display everything.
Well, let's tell everybody what the website is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's bronzesmith.com.
Okay. And let's give the location.
Okay.
And you have a Facebook page, right?
I do.
You do.
And the location is 7331 East 2nd Street in Prescott Valley. It's right behind the Ace Hardware. Like we said, you can't miss it. It looks like the Alamo when you drive by.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to our website, you can click on our social media links and it'll take you right there. But that's where most of the current information is constantly going, whether it's a video of Carl doing a patina or Bill Nebaker stopping by and taking a photo with him with the picture
right piece.
So, yeah.
Well, I think we've just uncovered our secret treasure in Prescott Valley with you, Kathy.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you joining us. And again, let's remind everybody, tours, February and March.
Right.
$10. All proceeds will be going to
the Australian Wildfire Rescue Animal.
And we know how devastating that has been to the country, but you know, our hearts go out to the koalas and all of the animals there too. So,
yes,
thank you for that.
Thanks for having us.
It's wonderful to have you.
Thank
wonder
you
how
much.
Have you in our community. I love you still, you know, all
thank
these years.
You.
I have to come back out for another tour
yes,
though.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to bring everybody. Road trip.
Okay, sounds
good. All right,
good.
Short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide, KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from delivering your best smash shot on the pickleball court. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back in the game. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins. An exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 blizzard of cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 blizzard of cash. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, one of my favorite organizations in this community, Yavapai Regional Medical Center. And we are talking to David Parko, who's the director of the Family Resource Center. So welcome, David.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
It's good to have you. And your assistant, Elijah, here in the house. So we're glad to have Elijah sitting in with us today. Although he won't say man, he'll be a young man of few words.
Yes, indeed.
So talk about the Family Resource Center.
Yeah, so thank you. So I always start out a little bit back my little tiny history. So our family moved here in the area about 5 years ago. And, you know, starting to talk to people in the area and different agencies, different organizations. And I very quickly became really impressed of the common mentality that so many held of, you know, even if we had two services that provided fairly similar, whatever, there was the mentality of like, we could all max out. Let's work together mm-hmm. to meet. There's always more need in the community than any one of us can meet. So let's work together.
That's true.
I've always loved that. It's always kept that with me. And that's actually how our department, the Family Resource Center of the hospital, was founded. Mm-hmm. Was a group of folks in the area came together and saw, a lot of families giving birth and, the hospital, of course, was taking care of the medical, you know, items of life. But as any parent can tell you, there's a lot more to life once, both at the birthing center and when the baby goes home with you and mm-hmm. a lot of questions and a lot of other aspects. So the Family Resource Center was started to help that.
So it's really targeting new families.
Well, the first program which our department started was exactly that. So the first program we founded in 1989, which was our First Steps program. And it had a very humble, simple mission, which we saw, and we still to this day, we see all births in the hospital 365. Doesn't matter it's your first or fifth. We see everybody. They get a nice little white goodie bag. We call it that has things like, you know, baby's first book and some fun things, but really targeted important information to make sure some people may already know it. We want to err on the side of redundancy. So really important key things like safe sleep. We want to prevent SIDS as much as possible. Any baby fatalities is too many. So we want to try to make sure information about safe sleep is out there.
Right. Now let me just go back to that because I remember being a young mother and, you know, probably in the prior. And so this is talking about the early 80s, you know, date myself, but and it seemed like SIDS was you heard about it more. And is that because of the safe sleep and what you found out to be one of the causes of it?
There's been a lot of organizations, regional, local, state, all over, that have been working at pediatricians and hospitals. A lot of combined efforts to make sure educate people. So like a big thing that changed from the 80s, as an example, were present day we know that babies need to be on firm mattresses with no pillows or stuffed animals or anything else in there, and they need to sleep on their back so that they can, reduce the risk of suffocation. And, so it's really been a big combined effort to really make sure people are aware of, now that we know from the science, mm-hmm. these are the pieces to the puzzle to help make sure, do everything we can to make sure baby stays safe.
Right.
And that includes during the daytime, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad, but, there was, last year, for example, somewhere in the county, there was a baby that passed away, and it was during the day, and it was a nap, and it was just just, it was not in the crib. And so we really stress, and other organizations stress what they call the ABCs, alone back crib. And I would add an extra A, always alone back crib. So even if, you know, in the middle of the day, taking a nap or whatever.
So always
alone back on the, in the crib.
In the crib. So yeah, not sleeping with, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Because again, speaking from a parent and any other parents, you know, out there know, like, you're exhausted. Those first weeks and months of a newborn baby is exhausting. So yeah, so that's a big part of it. Postpartum depression is another big education piece. Statistically, it's a high percentage of women. There's a lot of things going on with hormone changes and chemicals. And again, add on fatigue and stress of a crying newborn, everything else. Postpartum depression is a real thing. It's a biological thing. And so to make people aware of that, it is a real piece. It's not, it's different than baby blues, quote unquote.
Right.
And so people are aware and that they can get help, both the women themselves or their partner or other people in their life to kind of, you know, make sure that they get help sooner than later to take care of themselves so they can take care of their baby. And,
right.
And also, you know, so a lot of those pieces, helping to cope with crying babies, never shake a baby, which is a really important piece. Elements about attachment and bonding, which we know neurologically affects brain development in many different ways. So they're really important aspects. And support. So that's the main focus for the First Steps program. And then we do follow-up calls about 1 month, after they discharge and go home from the hospital, calling in and checking in with parents, family, and the baby. And, you know, make sure, how's baby doing? How you doing? And touch on some of those topics. And see, maybe something has come up, and if they have a question, then we can try to help and support them from that. So that was our first program. And then,
wow, you took on a lot.
And then quickly became apparent that, like, there's more to do, and there's more to do even a month after that. So we are super proud of developing our next program that started 2 years later in 91. It was our Healthy Families Home Visitation Program, and we're super proud of it for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is it started here in Prescott. We were the first accredited in the nation. It is now one of the number one evidence-based programs across the country, 38 states strong. We have 15 sites across Arizona, and supporting a lot of parents. So that's one we're particularly proud of too. All of our programs in our Family Resource Center are free to all families. There's no insurance, income eligibility, or any of those pieces of it, which is nice as well. So it's my one-liner for healthy families. It's you know, my staff go in there and they're empowering parents, helping parents, supporting them to help give their children the best start to life possible, period. They go about that in many different ways, but that's the bottom line, is trying to support that. You know, parents want to do best they can for their kids. There's a lot to learn. You know, as you said, when we were parents in years past, I mean, we're always learning new things about brain development, about children behavior, and about stress, and all these different things that tie into
and
all
even
of that.
Those families that, you know, they're on their second child or third child, every child's different.
Absolutely.
You might have had the perfect baby that never cried and, you know, slept through the night right away. I mean, and then the next one might be colicky and have different things, and suddenly now you're faced with issues.
Or life
you didn't
could be different.
Before. Exactly.
There'll be other stressors on the plate. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that we wanted to be sure and mention and talk about is your car seat safety education program.
Absolutely. Yeah. So all of our staff, moving toward, our staff are nationally accredited car seat safety technicians, which means we can, we undergo a multi-day training down in the valley. And so we can do safety checks to make sure that the child is safe on the road. This is a big one for us too. Again, most of us are parents also. Last year we saw almost 300 kiddos. 2% of those arrived in perfect, good to go conditions, you know. So again, as a parent, and each one of us, after we went home from the training, we went to our own cars because there's so much to know, and there's so many factors for car seats, to making sure they're not expired, they're installed right, the child in the seat right, it's the right seat for that child, for height and weight, and just all these different factors that tie in to make sure those kiddos stay safe on the road.
And things have changed over the years. I mean,
absolutely.
What was back when, again, when my son in, you know, 85 and 86, you know, is a lot different than now. The front facing, absolutely, the back facing, and mm-hmm, all of that. And
vehicles
keeping them in the
update,
seats longer.
Cars update, the seats, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So you, people can bring their car seat to you and
yes,
you'll check them all out?
Yes. So this we do by appointment. So we ask people just call us and we can schedule up. We hold weekly classes. It takes about a half hour or so, give or take, per seat to make sure that they're all set and good to go.
So they've already purchased their seat. Do you ever make any recommendations on the best car seats to buy?
We as the hospital will not make recommendations, but we can refer you to a few national resources that do their own ratings and recommendations.
Right.
We use some of the top rated ones for ourselves. We can provide free seats to those that need it. For those that do have it, we can do this, do those safety checks.
Excellent. Well, how would they get a hold of you, David?
Yeah, our number.
For any of those services,
for
because
all of the above.
You're amazing over there.
Thanks. For all of the above, 928-771-5651. Or if they call the hospital main number, they can patch it through the Family Resource Center.
Now, do you have a link on the website for Yavapai Regional Medical Center?
Yes. If you go to yrmc.org, their main website, you can find us on there too.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us and, again, letting us know the services at the Yavapai Regional Medical Center are out there. And, again, getting our kiddos started in a healthy way and our families educated so that they know how to handle everything that's coming along.
Thank you.
Big changes.
Thank you. Absolutely. Keeps
You're
us
great.
Busy.
Thank you very much. Okay, short break here. And when we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Phoenix police say they made an arrest in the murder of Arizona Rattler player Lance McDowell. Sergeant Tommy Thompson identifies the suspect as 28-year-old Christopher Ayers III.
Ayers had been arrested and booked into the Maricopa County Jail on unrelated charges after the homicide occurred. But detectives were able to develop probable cause that he was involved.
He's now charged with second-degree murder. McDowell was shot and killed December 20th. The motive behind the shooting is still unknown.
On January 27th, detectives added second-degree homicide to Ayers' charges. While the detectives were processing for the additional charges, he invoked his right not to be interviewed, and he was not interviewed.
Thompson says it doesn't appear the two had any kind of relationship.
As the detectives were able to work through this, they were able to find out actually that he was the suspect, and it is believed that he was the one who actually killed Mr. McDowell.
Sunny skies today, resuming into the weekend after tomorrow's scattered lunchtime rain and windy Wednesday evening, cooling late tonight to around 35 with increasing clouds, highs around a wet 46 tomorrow, then sunny and warming again to 53 Thursday, 57 Friday, 64 Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling after bedtime tonight to about 39, the same chance for Wednesday early afternoon showers, highs near a rainy 54 tomorrow, back up to a sunny 60, 64, and 70 Thursday through Saturday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. It's time for Chamber Spotlight on Business. And joining me first is Steve Stegmeier. He's the Vice President, ARF Animal Rescue and Sanctuary. Welcome. One of our newest members.
Thank you.
Kicking off the year. So
yes,
welcome. Good to have you. Let's talk a little bit about who is ARF.
ARF is a great, great bunch of volunteers. It was a dream of my sister, Liz. She worked for a local rescue for 7 years. And when she was let go, she came to me one day and said, you're going to think I'm nuts, but I want to start my own rescue. I said, well, I kind of know you're nuts, but we'll start one anyway. So we did. We jumped off and she got a handful of volunteers that, knew her from previous, and the rest is history. It was 18 months ago, and here we are.
So you say it's animal rescue and sanctuary, but are you primarily dogs or all animals?
We are primarily dogs.
Hence the ARF?
Hence the ARF. There's been conversation about cats maybe in the future, but not the near future, but right now just dogs.
Mm-hmm. I love it. When we were talking earlier before we came into the show, I was talking to Steve and I said, is it ARF? And he says, yeah, just like ARF, like the dog would do. It's not an acronym. It's just the name.
It is. It's just the name, ARF Animal Rescue.
So, and you're located at where?
We're in Poland Junction East, which is between Dewey and Mayer. Mm-hmm. Actually, if everybody knows where the main street of Dewey Humboldt is, we're exactly 3.5 miles beyond that. Going east, you turn left and follow the ARF signs.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the processes. Do people relinquish? Let's say we were talking about that earlier. How could you let your dogs go? But, you know, sometimes people get circumstances that
owner surrender.
Exactly. Yeah. And I have to appreciate, you never know until you walk in somebody's shoes what they're going
That's
through.
Correct.
But, so you would take those.
We do owner surrenders. We have certain criteria that we
right.
look for. One of our biggest things is dogs that we do take in, I don't want to say must be pack friendly, but that's kind of as harsh as it is. We know we're going to get dogs that aren't, and we really don't know till we get them there sometimes. But
right.
We pull them from shelters, and sometimes we don't know from shelters. We've gotten a couple dogs from Gallup in the last few weeks, a mom and six puppies, or five puppies. And so we do, our requirement is they kind of need to be pack friendly. We're not breed specific by any means, by any means. If it's a dog, it's a dog. We don't look at flavor.
Right. So the process, if somebody is looking for a dog, they can come out to your facility
right.
and see your pups.
Yep.
I always love to call them pups. See your pups.
Absolutely. We are on Pet Finder. We do have a website.
Okay.
We do have Facebook. Wherever they happen to hear from us, whether it's from this radio station, newspaper article, we ask them to come out and meet the dog. The dog has to fit the human as much as the human has to fit the dog.
Absolutely.
And I don't get involved in that. My sister Liz and Ann, who is kind of the partner in this whole founding thing, they do the dog work. I do the grunt work. I pound nails and build buildings. But we do have them come out. We introduce them to the dog. We have several ways we can do it. If they have another dog, we require that they bring their dog out to meet the other dog.
Understandable.
To meet the one that they want to adopt.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we do a home check. We go into the home and we have a check sheet that we go off of that we look for. We want to make sure the dog's going to be safe. It's all about the dog. If there's holes in the fence, they got to be patched. If we know the dog can scale a 4-foot fence, then you got to figure out how you're going to keep that from happening.
Right.
So there's different criteria that we look for.
Mm-hmm.
But we do encourage them to come out and look at the dog. Yes.
Right. And then you make that home visit.
That's correct.
Once the match is made. We were talking earlier and the benefits of having two dogs instead of one. And what were we saying about that? That they get bored, a dog that might be misbehaving, chewing.
Sure, sure.
Other than age sometimes, but sometimes it's boredom.
It is. Sometimes it's been my personal experience in the past with my own dogs. If they get bored, it's like a kid. If a kid gets bored, they tend to get more destructive, or they get in trouble, or
mischief.
Mischievous.
Dogs can be mischievous too.
Absolutely, and look at you while they're doing it. Look in loving eyes.
Well, and I have to speak from experience because I had my little terrier mix, and I had him for 9 months, just he and I. But I do work, and I make time to go home and check on him. But I could tell, that I needed a companion for him, and I figured two dogs is no more trouble than one. And then I got my little Gracie, and it was the best thing I ever did because the two of them really do play and get along. And that was one of the things when I was getting the dog, they did come and make sure that the two of them got along together right off the bat.
You know, it's interesting because we've seen dogs that come in together from the same family, and one will get adopted and the other won't. And the sadness in that dog's eyes.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Because that's been their soulmate. That's been their friend. That's been their buddy and running around and getting in trouble for ever how long.
Well,
so.
And they've got to develop relationships,
sure
whatever they look like.
Sure they do. Dogs,
are
cool that way.
They're cool. They're so cool. Anybody wants a dog, they need to contact you.
Absolutely.
And well, I know, and we'll tell everybody we're doing ribbon cutting out there in April.
We are. April 23rd, which is a Thursday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you Google Out of the Shelters Ranch, That's what we've named the land that was deeded to us. It's the home of ARF Animal Rescue. You can find it a couple different ways. But, yes, our ribbon cutting is April 23rd, 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon.
And we'll be posting it on our social media, too.
Yes, ma'am. We have a golf tournament coming up May 23rd.
And you're raffling a quilt.
We have a quilt that these amazing quilters in Chino, I believe it was, put together, and the stitching is in shape of bones, and the patterns of the is all in shape of bones. And you can go online; it's an online raffle. It's $5 per one ticket, five for 20, and it's a cute raffle. I know you. I wish this was you had radio vision here.
I know. Well, I got a picture right here. It's on the website, and I can tell you, I'm buying my raffle tickets for it.
Absolutely,
because it is terrific. And again, that goes to support the efforts of saving the animals.
We are 100% donation based.
Right.
So yes, all the funding that we can get from donations, obviously is, we do have two grant writers on staff now. Mm-hmm. I say staff, they're volunteers as well. So that's going to hopefully help us in the year 2020. We just started that process. So, there's some good grant places.
Let's give your phone number out there. Anybody listening that, you know, is passionate about dogs and rescue and sanctuary to give you a call, whether it's making donations.
You want my personal phone? No.
Where they can call you about
928-925-7219.
And your website so we can find out.
Website,
can see that beautiful
ArfAnimalRescue.com.
There you go.
ArfAnimalRescue.com.
ARF, common spelling. A-A-R-F.
A-A-R-F.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Thank
We're
you
so
for
glad
having
to have
us.
You on
Appreciate
the show.
It.
And I look forward to, you know, getting good homes for those pups you've got. All right, I'm going to jump over here and talk to Greg Hicks, owner of Tacoma Computers. Greg, it's been a while.
It's been a little bit. It's been some things going on. But,
You know, life has its things. And so, you know, but we're here and we hadn't talked in a while and I wanted to find out what you're up to.
Yeah. Still out there. Serving the residential and business community on computer repair, virus removal, PC upgrades, you know, business networking, the whole gamut. Right now, a big one is the Windows 7 to Windows 10 update because Windows 7 reached end of life in the 14th of this month.
Oh.
So it will not be receiving any more updates. Now, Microsoft has tended to ignore that and put out some super critical updates, but for the most part, they're going to become fairly susceptible to viruses and attackers and things like that here in the next few months. So anybody running Windows 7 needs to either look at upgrading to Windows 10 or replacing the computer with a new Windows 10 computer, and we help with that. And we help with the discomfort in learning Windows 10 because it's so different than 7, and there's still a lot of people that are going kicking and screaming, but we've got a couple tips that we show them that
just when you think you get it, they suddenly change it up and you think, but now I got to learn something all brand new.
You know, years ago, Microsoft changed the ribbon bar in Microsoft Office. And I think it was in Office 2007 they made the change, and there was a huge uproar. And the reason behind it, you know, everybody said, I can't find anything that I did, any of the tools that I use. And it come to find out, Microsoft did it based on thousands and thousands of studies they had done and had queried their clients as to what tools they wished were in there. And I forgot what the percentage was. It was like 70% or 80% of the feature requests were already in the program, but people didn't know how to find them. So they reconstructed it using a new graphic interface and threw everybody off for a while. But now I think everybody could admit, you know, finding what you need in Word and Excel and things like that are much better. So, so sometimes, you know, it's a little painful at first, but in the long run, it works out.
When did Windows 10 come out?
Oh, Windows 10 was released, 3 or 4 years ago. It's been out there for a good while now.
I think that's what I have. Because all I know is it looks a whole lot different than my Windows.
Yeah. If you bought a computer within the last 3 or 4 years, it's almost definitely got Windows 10. For about a year, you could, what they call, downgrade to Windows 7, but you still had a Windows 10 license.
Right.
So there's some computers we can just run the upgrade on. And the only charge is our labor, really. But there's some that we may have to purchase a Windows 10 license, and it's a case-by-case basis. So
that's starting all over.
Yes.
Isn't it almost the way computers are these days as reasonable to get a new computer? If you have something that's older and using Windows
years
7.
Ago, you know, you get 2 or 3 years on a computer, and then the new ones were so much faster. That has kind of gone out, so you can get 3 to 5 years on a business computer. You know,
3 to 5 years,
you're really...
The rest of some of us are sitting there with, you know, 8-year-old computers.
Well, on a residential, I think a 5 to 7, 8, 10-year-old computer on a residential, you're checking, you know, you're pulling up recipes and going on Facebook and things like that. An 8-year-old computer does that just as good as the other ones.
Right.
The new one will do it a little bit quicker, but does it really matter to you? And so that's what we, you know, we look at all of that when we make our recommendation as to the
Because if you use it for a lot of downline movies and if you're a gamer...
Then
you've got a whole different, set of, you know, what you might need as far as speed and power and all that other stuff that I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
But Greg does, and if I had any questions, I would call him at Compa Computers. You still have the monkey?
Yeah. We've updated our image a bit. The monkey will still be showing up in some places, but... For the most part, he's.
I know you changed you're rebranding and staying contemporary with the times, but I just want you to know I love the monkey.
He'll probably make some random appearances here and there. So.
And if many people don't know, part of their logo was Tacomba was this little monkey, and he had little flash drives that looked like the little monkey, and then it was just wonderful. And that was the biggest thing at our mixers was if we were going to get, you know, Greg is.
When I couldn't go get those flash drives anymore, I decided I had to change the logo.
Change the logo. No more monkeys.
It's a flash drive manufacturer's problem.
But same quality work.
Yes.
And that's why we hadn't talked to you in a while and what's going on. So right now, if you're in that wondering what to do about Windows 10, give Greg a call. He can kind of guide you the right way and probably what you probably need to do.
Yep. Yep. And we've partnered with some other local small computer businesses, other one-man shops, so that we've got that coverage.
Sure.
You know, so that I can actually take some time off, and if people have an emergency, I've got somebody that can go take care of it for me.
Nice.
So we're all kind of working together kind of in a Prescott Tech group.
Tech group that's going to take care of good prosperity then for all of you. So, Greg, phone number and how somebody website?
Phone number is 928-458-5260, and the website is tekamba.com, TEKAMBA.com.
Great. Two awesome members with Chamber of Commerce here, Greg Hicks, Tekamba Computers, Steve Stegmaier, again, ARF Annual Rescue and Sanctuary. Thank you both for joining me here on Chamber Spotlight on Business.
Thanks for having us.
Short break, and when we come back, time to close the show here on this last Tuesday in January.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up 4 different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit Brews. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your new year the year of the cat.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You home already?
Yeah, it's just too nasty to be out and about. I think I'll just have Olson's for Healthy Animals in Prescott deliver the stuff we need.
What's that? Pet food deliveries?
This is Steve Sishkin with Olson's for Healthy Animals, and yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and bird seed deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store to your door, and delivery is free on orders over $25. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664, give our cashier your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning before we leave.
Okay, but don't you want to see us in your store?
Yeah, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies. Or you just need some muscle to load it into the storage bins at your house. This delivery service will take care of that. And once again, it's free on deliveries over $25 within 10 miles of Olson's Prescott store. And as an added bonus, you'll get Olson's Good Enough Just Isn't Service, because we have an incredible delivery driver. See you at your house.
It wasn't that long ago that responsibility meant showing up for work. Now, family, bills, maybe kids. Well, the good news is that you don't have to let go with a Findlay Toyota Prescott Camry. Show your friends your brand new 2020 Camry with 1.9% APR, $1,250 customer cash back, or lease for $249 a month. And receive Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan for 2 years or 25,000 miles. Rush to Findlay Toyota Prescott. Now open Sundays.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
All offers on approved credit.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Ewell.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town's Prescott Valley. Speaking of economic development, new restaurant in town is opening up. Grand opening tomorrow. We'll be doing the ribbon cutting at 2:30. And I think it's 2:30. Maybe it's 3:30. But either way, Iron Cask is opening up, and they're located in the Crossroads. But it's by Sprouts, where the old Native Wings and Grill used to be. And it's a family-owned business is coming in, gastropub, craft beers, eclectic menu. Looks like a lot of fun. We're excited. So we got the ribbon cutting going tomorrow afternoon, but they are opening tomorrow. So new exciting stuff going on in Prescott Valley. New place to eat. And then also tomorrow night, you can go maybe have a little bite to eat and then go to the Suns game. So have a great week, and we'll be back in February.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reprographics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliffcastle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.